From the Golden State in Porterville, California, this is MMA Math. Real fighters, real fights, real discussions. With your host, Professor Diaz, and the former featherweight Bellator champion of the world and former bantamweight UFC title challenger, Joe Soto.
Welcome, everyone. This is MMA Math, where the fighter meets the numbers, where we go beyond the hype and beyond the transitive property. How you doing, Joe?
Awesome.
All right. In today's episode, we take a closer look at two fights scheduled for UFC 231. We'll talk about some of the things I picked up by looking at the numbers and some of the details Joe sees that might make the difference in this fight. Also, a little later on our show, we'll be hearing from you. Today, we'll pick another question that you sent in, and Joe will once again give it a shot. All right, Joe, ready to talk fights?
Yes, sir.
So which fights do you have for us today?
We got two exciting fights. I'm looking forward to seeing them. Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega and Joanna versus Valentina.
Awesome. These two title fights with both incredible fighters. The main event between Max and Brian was originally scheduled to take place back in July. However, Max was pulled from that one due to concussion-like symptoms. So let's hope all is good and both make it to the cage this time. The other fight with Valentina and Joanna has to be one of the best women's fights ever put together. Both are incredible and talented and are warriors in the cage. All right, and these fights are scheduled for December 8th, and we go north into Canada for this one. So let's begin with the main event, Holloway versus Ortega. Holloway will be leaving the beautiful Hawaiian Islands, and Ortega will be leaving from the Golden State. And let's begin with the defending champion. There are a lot of questions regarding his health coming into this fight. No one outside his inner circle really knows what happened and what's going on. All we know is that he's been clear to fight, and that's kind of good for us. We get to see him back in the cage. So let's assume he is 100%, and that incident was just that, an incident. Now, because of this, though, Max hasn't fought in a year. He usually fights twice a year, so what kind of mindset is he coming into this fight with?
Well, assuming he's 100%, you know, he just, the mindset is, hey, I want to prove everybody, I want to remind everybody that I'm the champion and that I'm the best in the world at this weight, and this is my weight class, and just kind of remind everybody who he is. Now, if he's still having issues or you know, then his mind could be elsewhere, you know, kind of worried about those issues come the weight cut, you know, the fight week. So, you know, we'll see where he's at. But I think hopefully everything's fine and he's just focused on this fight and focused on putting on a good performance for the fans.
Now, Ortega's undefeated at 14-0. He also hasn't fought in a while. We last saw him in March when he knocked out Frankie Edgar. He also had some issues with the UFC. He refused to take a late replacement fight when Max pulled out. Is he haunted by that decision? Should he have taken that interim title shot? What kind of mindset is he coming into this fight with?
I think he's a strong-minded individual. He's on a good streak. I think he believes in his team. His team's the one kind of, you know, told him not to take that interim fight. And I think he's, you know, has a good team behind him and he's confident in his team and he's probably confident in that decision. I don't think he's second-guessing it. I think he's ready to, you know, prove everybody that he's the best and that he's the next, you know, great MMA great. You know, he wants to win this championship, of course, and just I think this bout meant more to him than that interim bout, you know.
Now, in terms of size, Max is a taller fighter. He's coming in at 5'11", so he has 3 inches on Ortega. They both have the same arm reach. The advantage is really on the legs, with Max with an extra 2 inches there. Also, Max started his career at lightweight, although he has only fought at 145 in the UFC. He did miss weight once when he was supposed to fight Khabib, but that was on short notice. So is size going to play a role on this one?
Yeah, I think it can. I think there's, you know, pros and cons for Max being, you know, the longer fighter, the little bigger fighter. For him, it kind of plays into his advantage on the feet. You know, he's going to want to stay outside this fight and kind of use his legs and stay on the outside, use his length. And so I think he could have some success there with being a longer fighter, you know, using different strikes and everything. But on the ground, it might open him up more for submissions. If it does go to the ground, you know, there's a lot more for Brian to get a hold of, his longer arms, longer legs, like you said. So there's a lot more to attack, more handles to grab, a longer neck, you know, to choke. So it's a little bit easier for Brian if it gets to the ground to get into a submission attempts, you know. with longer limb fighters. So it's pros and cons for Max being the longer, bigger fighter.
Now, this is a championship fight, and we are scheduled for 5 rounds. And neither fighter has ever gone to the championship rounds in the UFC. Not only that, Ortega has never even gone the full 3 rounds in the UFC. He always manages to finish his fights before the horn blows. On the other side of the cage, Max has seen the full 3 rounds on many occasions. Both are young at 25 and 26. So who do you think has a better gas tank?
I think both guys have great gas tanks. If I had to lean towards one person, it might be Max, just because he stays more busy in his fights. He has a good, you know, output. But both guys I've never really seen have trouble with gas, you know. So, and Brian, his style, he doesn't really waste a lot of energy or waste a lot of movement. He's pretty pretty basic in his style, comes forward. But I think if you have to give the edge to one person, it might be Max, but both guys shouldn't have a problem going into a later round, you know, third or fourth or fifth round. Should be a great fight. So if it goes to the decision, I think both guys will still be fighting to the end of the bell.
Now, a lot has happened leading up to this fight. As we said, Max had some health scare problems, and Ortega kind of find himself in a dispute with the UFC. Who is facing the bigger challenge here, Joe? And does it really matter once the fight starts?
Both guys, you know, like you said, they're definitely fighting a big challenge, and especially when they get into the cage. But I think, you know, yeah, that's going to be the biggest challenges in the cage with each other. Both guys have, you know, obstacles that they're overcoming, you know, that they had to deal with outside the cage. But once the cage doors closes, all those things go away, and they just got to worry about each other and worry about each other's techniques. Both guys are facing dangerous fighters, you know, so it's going to be an awesome fight.
Now, stylistically, this is your grappler versus striker fight. Max mixes his punches with his kicks really good. He also has good movement, but he's no slouch on the ground either. He's got a few guillotine chokes on his resume. He caught Cub Swanson and Andre Fili with those. Ortega, on the other hand, he's a Gracie black belt. He's got 7 subs. But as we saw in his last fight, he can bang too. He seems to feel comfortable on his feet. Unlike many other grapplers, he doesn't seem in a hurry to take fights down to the ground. So is he really going to stand and bang with Max, or does he play smart and takes this one to the ground?
Yeah, maybe if he's smarter, he'll kind of try to get some takedowns. Because he definitely has more of an advantage on the ground. I think he's more of the dangerous, you know, fighter on the ground. But his style, you know, he comes forward, he throws hands, he usually hurts people, and that's kind of how, and they kind of end up shooting on him, or he hurts people and they fall, and then he finishes them with submission. So his submission game is usually off of when they're in trouble. So I think he's going to come forward with punches looking for to hurt Max, and then try to finish him up with the submission.
Now, is this fight between two grinders, two fighters, or do we have an athlete versus fighter here, Joel?
I think we have two fighters here. You know, both guys are going to be Ortega's in your face with his style, coming forward, heavy-handed fighter, throwing subs at you, but he's always, you know, ready to fight. He's always in your face. He doesn't really back up too much. And Max is always, he has a good constant pressure, always throwing different strikes, variation of strikes at you. Always looking for a finish, always looking to hurt you. So I think we have two fighters here that are going to bring it come fight night, and both guys are going to fight to the bell. And I think we're going to see a busy fight. Both fighters don't take breaks in their fight, so we've got two fighters, two grinders. It's going to be an awesome fight.
Now, if you're the champion, do you let Ortega come at you, or do you hunt him down? What would be your strategy against an ace grappler like Ortega?
I think naturally, because he's a longer, you know, taller fighter, I think he's going to use his movement, and he has great movement. So I think he's going to naturally kind of be on his bike, use his movement, use his angles. You know, I think Ortega naturally comes forward. He's going to be the smaller fighter, so he's going to be coming forward. He needs to get in close. So I think Max lets Ortega come forward, and I think he's going to try to counter and move and outstrike him on his feet.
What about if you're Ortega? Do you try to close a gap and implement your ground game against a taller fighter like Holloway? What would be your strategy?
Yeah, definitely. If I would come forward, you know, use some of those heavy-handed strikes, try to hurt him, try to then start trying to implement my grappling. If not, you know, try to clinch him, try to take him down, and let's get it to the ground if I'm Ortega, and try to finish him with the sub. So I think he's gonna walk forward and try to make it a grappling match if he can. But the guy likes to strike. He loves to strike too. So I think he's gonna walk forward, and we might see a grappling match. You know, if Ortega could take it down or if he hurts Max.
So are we gonna finally see these two in the championship rounds? Is this one going deep, Joe?
I think it has the capability of going. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes, you know, into the later rounds. Both guys are outstanding fighters. Both guys have you know good chins, durable fighters. So I wouldn't be surprised if it goes into the later rounds. Both guys obviously have a finishing capability. So. Either guy could finish each other too. If somebody was going to get finished early, I would think if somebody was going to get an early finish, I would kind of lean towards Ortega just with the sub. You know, he's really dangerous with submission. So if it was going to end early, I would pick Ortega. But I think in this one, we'll see the later rounds.
Okay, so from my point of view, looking at the numbers, histories, and sizes, I'm going with the champion on this one. I think that if he is 100%, Max will finish Ortega. I think the fights against Aldo showed us what Max can do, even against the elite of the fighters. So Max in a stoppage, probably in the championship rounds. How do you see it?
I think if it ends early, Ortega is the one that kind of ends it with the submission, kind of hurts Max and gets a submission. But if it goes into the later rounds, you know, I could see Max finishing it towards the end. But I'm kind of leaning towards Max with the decision here. I think he stays busy enough and has a little bit better work output. So I think he stays busy with the strikes, uses his length, uses his movement. I think it goes, you know, but I think Brian's tough. I don't think he gets finished by Max in this fight. I think it goes the decision for Max.
All right, there you have it. Looks like we both are taking Max. I think that Ortega loses by, he gets submitted or he gets ground and pound and finish. And looks like Joe takes a decision with Max as well. All right. Before we go on to our next fight, please take the time to visit us at MMAMath.xyz. Check out some of our past episodes. In a couple of those, Joe talks to us about his experience as an MMA fighter, what's it like to be in Bellator and in the UFC, what he went through to become a fighter, and what to expect. We also have some really cool stuff there. So again, that's at MMAMath.xyz. All right, back to fights. Let's talk about the women's title fight. Valentina will go down from 135 to meet Joanna, who will be going up from 115. Again, we're in Canada for this one. Joanna makes a trip from Florida, while Valentina makes a long trip from Peru. All right, let's begin with the former strawweight champion, Joanna. She's a menace in the cage, a devastating fighter who destroyed many fighters and went undefeated for 5 years. However, in the blink of an eye, she got knocked out by Thug Rose. Rose gives her a rematch and convincingly beats her again. That's two back-to-back losses. She then took a fight against Game Tisha Torres. Now we're here. She gets offered this title fight at flyweight. She jumps at the chance and goes up 10 pounds. What kind of mindset is she coming into this fight with?
I think she's coming into mindset to prove everybody that she's the best in the world, that she's one of the best ever. Even in her mind, like I've heard her talk about the Thug Rose losses before, and the first one she fought, she just got caught, and the second one she feels like she won. So in her mind, she never really lost, and you know, she just got caught that one fight. So she just wants to prove everybody that she's the best and that she's going to win this bout and defend this 25 title for that many years.
Now for Valentina, a similar story to Joanna, except her two losses were against Amanda Nunes, and both were very competitive fights. Those were both decision losses and really close. Some even people think that she won one of those fights. There were also not back-to-back losses. She did take a fight with Holly and Juliana, beat both of them. However, unlike Joanna, she takes this fight but has to go down 10 pounds. So what is her mindset coming into this fight with?
I think she's excited. You know, this is an opportunity for her to, you know, become a UFC champion. So I think this is, in her mind, this is her moment, you know, everything's lining up, and I think she's excited, and she's ready to go out there and take her crown.
All right, then let's begin with the sizes of these two awesome women. Joanna is 1 inch taller, coming in at 5'6". They both have the same reach, and they are both pretty much the same age at 30 and 31. Joanna started her career at 125. She fought 6 fights at 125. She joins the UFC and immediately drops to 115. Also, except for her last fight, Valentina pretty much has always fought at 135. What does this tell us about the fighters?
I think, Joanna's the taller fighter, but she's kind of the smaller fighter, right? She has a smaller frame, and she's quicker because she's moving up in the weight. So I think she's going to want to, you know, move around this fight and use her speed advantage. And I think Valentina's the heavier-handed fighter, the more solid fighter as far as, like, punching, really solid strength. So I think she's going to push forward a lot more, and I think Joanna's going to want to use her movement and speed in this fight.
And this is another title fight, so we're going 5 rounds, or at least it's scheduled for 5 rounds. Both of these women have seen the 5th round on a few occasions. However, Joanna was fighting at 115 and mostly smaller fighters. So endurance-wise, who do you think has the better edge here?
I think both fighters are pretty equal when it comes to cardio and endurance. I think both girls are going to be able to go the distance if need be. Both have great output. So I think we should see an exciting, a fight, and that could go the distance, and it'll be exciting the whole way through.
Now, both are awesome, great fighters. Both have faced adversity. Both have faced the best of the best. So for this fight, who has an easier task here? Joanna, who is going up in weight and wants to be champion again, or Shevchenko going down in weight and trying to finally get gold?
I think Valentina going down, I think she has a little bit easier task, especially after fighting Amanda Nunes a few times. That girl's not an easy girl to fight. So coming down, dealing with a smaller person, a smaller fighter, I think it's a little bit easier task for her, It's definitely going to be harder for Joanna moving up, fighting the bigger, more powerful opponent, who's really dangerous too and has great skill. So, I think Joanna has more on her plate for this fight.
Style-wise, both have a strong background in Muay Thai. This seems to be a head-to-head stand-up fight. And neither is really a grappler. However, we have seen Shevchenko being able to submit. She's actually used arm bars, rear naked chokes, and even an Ezekiel submission. Is this a straight-up Muay Thai fight? What do you see here?
No, I don't think so. I think we could see more of a stand-up fight because Joanna does have good takedown defense. We've seen that in the Carla Esparza fight. She has a pretty good job of keeping up on her feet. But I think Valentina's definitely going to try to take it down at some point and use her ground because she has 7 submission wins. So I think, and she's, I mean, from what I see, she's pretty dangerous on the ground, really good at finish. She could finish anywhere, but so I think she has more of an advantage if it does go to the ground. So I see her trying to take it down eventually. If she get it down, I don't know. That's the question we're going to find out that night. But I think we'll definitely see some takedown attempts.
And that's something that we saw a lot when anybody that fought Joanna had a hard time trying to take her down. She had really good takedown defense. But Valentina's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, and she's stronger. So I think she might be able to get her down this fight.
And in trouble down there, she gets down there. Or what do you think?
Yeah, I think if she gets Joanna down, she's the bigger fighter. She's going to be heavier. We could probably see Joanna maybe get tired in this fight if she's on her back for a lot of rounds. But I think if Valentina takes her down, I think we could see a finish for sure.
So you think that Shevchenko might take this one to the ground then?
Yeah, I definitely think she's going to try to she's going to have some takedown attempts in this fight. I've seen her in previous fights shoot and take fighters down. So I don't think this fight would be any different. And I think she thinks that's the best place. That's her most best place to finish the fight. I think she has the best chance of the finishing fight on the ground where Joanna's the weakest, right? Joanna's excellent standing up. I mean, she could finish it there too, but Joanna's better standing up. So I think she's trying to exploit those holes. And if she could take it down, I think she's going to definitely, we're going to see some takedown attempts for sure though.
Now, who's the athlete and who's the fighter for this one?
But I think both girls are fighters, Both girls are tough. Joanna's relentless. She has relentless pressure. Her output is crazy. And you know, Valentina is a fighter too. And I think we're seeing two fighters here, and we're going to have, they're both going to be looking for a finish. Both girls are constantly going to be working. It's going to be an exciting fight, this one. You know, both girls don't take breaks. So we're going to see some fireworks in this fight for sure.
Okay, Joe, so if you're Joanna or you're in her team, knowing you're facing a similar Muay Thai fighter, but one that is much stronger than you, how do you approach this fight? Are your options limited?
I think so. I mean, I think Valentina has an advantage on the ground, so I think she's going to, Joanna's going to want to keep it up. She's, like I said, I don't think she doesn't have as much power as Valentina, so she's going to want to move and use her speed and use her quickness and use angles and feints and every little trick she can, you know, and try to outwork Valentina and outspeed her. So I think that'd be her game plan, stay on the outside, come in and out, you know, just not stay in one place, use a lot of movements, a lot of fakes, and just stay busy.
So if that's the case, if you're Valentina, would you press the fight? How would you approach Joanna then?
Yes, I would press the fight, use my power, try to set up a takedown or try to hurt her, and then look for a submission once she's hurt, or just try to set up a takedown and use some ground and pound, beat her up, slow her down. I would even try to clinch her up to slow her down, but I definitely would try to make it a grappling match for sure if I was Valentina.
All right, Joe. So from my point of view, looking at the numbers, histories, and sizes, I'm going with Valentina on this one. Even though their records are pretty much the same, I think she's a stronger fighter. And skill-wise, I think she just has way many more options. I think Joanna gets stopped, Valentina by knockout in the mid-rounds. How do you see it?
I see it Valentina by submission. I think she hurts Joanna on the feet, and she finishes her with the sub. I think, yeah, Valentina by submission. It could be, I would say, after the third round sometime.
All right, so it looks like we're both taking Valentina. I think she gets a knockout. Joe thinks that she'll submit Joanna in the mid to late rounds, probably 3 or 4 rounds, somewhere in there. All right, so that's it for that fight. Now, before we go meet the fans, once again, please look us up. We are MMA Math, and we can be found at mmamath.xyz. Also, keep sending in your questions so Joe can take a shot at them. Again, that's mmamath.xyz. All right, Joe, ready to answer?
Yes, sir.
This question comes from New Jersey. This is from Josh, and he wants to know which arena, which country was the best to fight in, and also, did any place that you fought in surprise you?
That's a tough question right there. Which country, which arena was the best? I think for me personally, just fighting at the MGM was, you know, a big deal. Just to, you know, there's a lot of history there. When I fought one of the prelim fights, you know, one of the early fights, so it wasn't that many people. But just being at that historic, you know, arena in that place, that was a big deal to me. Also, fighting in Mexico City, I always wanted to fight there too. You know, my family comes from Mexico, so you know, going back there and competing there in front of those fans, that was an awesome experience. So those two places to me were pretty special.
All right, and that does it for today. Thanks for listening, and until next time, fight on.